Wednesday, fam. What is going on? Eddie Greer back for another Purple Project Podcast Daily. Yeah, it's been a minute with everything that's been going on. So, back on here again for this edition, folks. And this will be posted tonight. You'll catch it, Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, talking about last night. Damn, did I forget again about... Now, luckily, this caught my attention 10 minutes before the game actually ended. I turned it. I wished me probably going back. I could have... This game, if I knew this game was on, I could have watched it. But turns out other things were going on, and last night was just hectic and everything else, so I completely forgot about it. But anyways, though, getting to the main point, this caught my attention late, caught the last few couple minutes of this ball game, and man, Mike McGurl, for the second straight game, senior in what could be, now again, I'm going to have a later piece on Mike McGurl, probably tomorrow, actually, on the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, so I don't want to get too much into that, but he is starting to finally catch his groove at the right time. And it's leading to K-State's back-to-back victories. I can't believe I'm saying this, folks. Back-to-back victories for the K-State men's basketball team. That deserves a round of applause. And not only that, you beat TCU last Saturday at TCU, 62-54, which me and my co-host Alex talked about. They needed to get this game, and they did. And now, throw the cherry on top of it, you get number 7, Oklahoma. Now, we've heard the rumblings around here in Manhattan, Kansas, talking about, you know, this team's going to sneak up on somebody. This team's going to sneak up on somebody. This young Walkup's going to sneak up on somebody. Well, I didn't believe it. And I don't think Alex believed it either, but show me. Show me that you can compete with a ranked team. Finally, K-State, show me. You show me. Even though I did not watch the game, I watched the last, 6 minutes of this game. And from what I've read, and I'm going to go back through highlights and stuff like that later on this evening when I get back from midweek church, but absolutely tremendous effort all the way around across the board. McGurl, again, was absolutely brilliant, including a big-time shot that pretty much put a cap on Oklahoma's chances of coming back in this ballgame, 62-57, beating 7th-ranked Oklahoma last night in Bramlage. Huge second-half performance from Mike McGurl, including 3 straight threes from downtown late in this game to cap things off here. Obviously, you know, last time they played Oklahoma, they got blasted in Norman. This time they turn things around here. McGurl absolutely carrying that momentum from the TCU game. 19 more points for him in this one as well. Dejuan Gordon had a tremendous game as well. He had 11 and 10, double-double. For Dejuan Gordon, big last night. Davion Bradford, 13 points, 8 rebounds. K-State only shooting 38% from the field, but classic Bruce Weber defense shutting down this OU offense that was led by Austin Reeves and, of course, Brady Manick as well. They shut down Manick. Manick, again, struggled. He only went, 1-7 and 0-5 from downtown. 0-5 from downtown. Damn. That's impressive there. And, of course, K-State only played 7 players in this game. The other 2, Casey Eziegu and Luke Kasupi, also had minutes in this game. Kasupi played 14 minutes in this one. But, folks, K-State, this is what they needed. This is what we wanted to see this entire time. I mean, we were afraid that they're going to lose all the rest of these games. I mean, let's face it, I mean, they should have put up a greater performance against KU, but it is what it is, and maybe this is the momentum, this is what you want to see towards the end of the year with a young ball club, where look, okay, I mean, we're young, we made a lot of mistakes this year, we did not show up to a lot of games this year, I get it, but hey, I mean, you put a couple of these good performances together now, you had some moral victories here and there, including you got to go back to Texas a couple weeks ago. They could have pulled out that game as well, taking Texas down in the water there, but they get their ranked opponent this time. Oklahoma in this game last night, beating them in this game 62 and 57 back-to-back wins for the first time. I believe you got to go back to early this year when they put together back-to-back wins. You got to go back that far. And kind of finishing my point real quick here, this is what you want to see. You want to get some momentum, and let's not leave this for chance. McGurl, yes, he's been the only senior. We knew that going in. It was senior night last night, and typical enough in senior night fashion, some of the seniors we've seen in the past show up and have big games. Last night, it was Mike McGurl's night to shine. He did that and had a tremendous shot late in the game, which pretty much did Oklahoma in this game. And you want to have momentum going into next year, and this is what the doctor ordered for this young K-State team. Obviously, you have a couple more games left after this. But McGurl, K-State, defensively impressive. 17-18 now, and actually, as I guess switch my screen over real quick, their last regular season game, you got to go to Morgantown Saturday afternoon against West Virginia, 10th-ranked West Virginia team. Saturday afternoon up there in Morgantown, that is an intriguing game there for them. We'll see if K-State can bring that defensive mentality up to Morgantown here and maybe knock off another upset here. But, hey, let's celebrate this with Tomcats fans. Ranked opponent, we get our ranked opponent, and again, folks, Oklahoma is that opponent, folks. 62-57, Cats win it. Go Cats! Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.